11. I'm going to read the first three verses of this chapter, verses 1 through 3, Hebrews chapter 11, reading verses 1 through 3. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. May God add His blessings now to the reading of His Word. Bow your head with me in prayer. Father, it is in the name of your Son Jesus that we have gathered here as we have to worship you. Lord, I am once again grateful for this church and for this pastor and this ministry, their outreach and evangelism. I pray you'll continue to bless, add to this church such as should be seen. Lord, I'm thankful for the moment you have given me. I'm both honored and humbled by the fact you've chosen me for this time. I pray that you will make me a blessing both to this church and to this pastor. Anoint me to speak for you and not just talk about you. I pray that you will bless our visitors. They bless us by coming. I pray you will bless them in turn as well, both physically and spiritually. Anoint the altar service tonight. And again, I ask your will be done in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. I want to title my sermon tonight, Faith That Rules. Faith that rules. Now, faith has never been given a square deal by the church. Yet, it's given birth to a lot of inventions, men who had faith in their ideals. And how many of you ever heard the name Woolworth? Anybody ever heard of Woolworth? A man had a vision of a 5- and 10-cent store. And when he left this world, he left behind a $60 million empire. Henry Ford had an idea that he could build an automobile cheap enough that the poor man could afford it. And he did. On and on, you see, faith had a very great element in the advancement of our civilization. You see, it's amazing that human faith can give birth to such achievements in the natural. But it's the believer's faith. I want you to listen to this. It is the believer's faith in the Father and His Word that gives birth to spiritual achievements. If we faith grows out of the Word of God, faith is giving substance to things hoped for. Faith is grasping the unrealities of hope and bringing them into the realm of reality. It is the wanted deed that the things for which we have been praying for and believing for, finally we have it. It is the evidence of things not seen. We trust God, we believe God for finances to meet that obligation, and faith gives the assurance that you have it when you need it. What a perfect illustration tonight the pastor gave us here. We hope for physical strength to do the work that you know you must do. If his faith says, God is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid, if you will. And so we're talking about faith that it rules. Faith that rules. The Bible said without it, no one can please God. Enoch, who is a prime example of what faith is all about, that before there was a law given, he walked with God and pleased God, and the end result is God took him home to heaven without the due date falling in his brow. Oh, hallelujah, making him a type of that rapture crowd. You have two obligations tonight in life, and that is you walk with God, and in that walk you please God, and you're going to be in that rapture. How many say amen to that? Oh, listen, you're going to be there. And so when I began to look at the first verse of chapter 11, and I saw, I said, there's something here I'm overlooking. And I read the verse again and again, and finally I saw it. Now faith is, a little two-letter word is, which means it is equal. I said, equal faith is the substance, and the faith and substance are equal. They're one and the same, if you will. I began to look up the definition of superiority, which means the quality or state of being superior. There is no higher force. I said, there is no higher force. Those that it may not seem to be, all of a sudden, faith makes it a reality. Faith makes it a reality. It was Abraham who again told, believed in hope. When there was no ground for hope, he believed. Faith made it a reality, if you will. And so I moved on to the word superior. And it means situated higher up. And then I stood up. And then I had to shout a hall. Hallelujah. Oh, listen. A higher rank or quality or importance, if you will. You say, God from him has originated the faith that we need to operate, faith that we need to live. And don't overlook it. The Bible said we've all died in faith. And so faith is the key factor. Faith that rules. Faith that rules. Now, he said in verse number 3, through faith we understand that the worlds are framed by the word of God. By the word of God. We understand this, he said. And so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I do not believe that God made this world and this universe we live in out of two worn-out worlds. I believe he made them, he created them by the power of his word. The thing about it is the Spirit of God always supersedes the word of God. It makes a way for the word of God to become a reality. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep, and God said, oh yes, sir, and God said, and so faith is a reality. And so you say, I believe that when God created this world, everything about it glorified him. Some time ago, I had the privilege of sharing dinner with Dr. James Bradford. Dr. Jim is the secretary of the Assemblies of God in Springfield. He was studying to be a rocket scientist. He studied for 7 years to be a rocket scientist. He said, every time I went into a science class and walked out, he said, I had a hallelujah spell. He said, I believed it was God that has created everything, but as it began to unfold, it posed the reality to see how it all came together. He said, I see the only power that could have done it was the divine power. I said, Dr. Bradford, I want to ask you a question. I said, scientists have come to a point that they believe that, or the conclusion rather, that light is a high frequency. I said, is a frequency a sound? He said, most certainly it is. I said, the Bible said, God said, let there be light, and there was light. I said, is that the sound? He said, that is what originated light. We just had a hallelujah spell. My God did that. Three words in Genesis that makes it all happen. That God Almighty said, let there be, and it was. Let there be, and it was. 76 billion stars in space, and God calls them all by names. You know, I said name, and the Bible, I finally see, I saw it in the Bible, just names. Oh, yes, he calls them all by names. Oh, yes, I promise you, that's the kind of God that I serve. Someone was on a cruise the other day, up around Alaska, I believe it is, and they came to that part of the world where two oceans met and didn't mix. You can see it as plain, two different colors. And who did that? I can tell you that it didn't evolve, mark it down. God Almighty did that. Every river runs into the ocean. If the ocean is not full, come on. And there's an equal number of stripes on the front of one another every time. There's an equal number of rows of kernels of corn on every ear of corn. Who designed it? There's 200 seeds on the outside of a strawberry, whether it's small, medium, or large. Who did it? Oh, yes, sir. By faith. why I started looking up the word mean. What does it mean? It means something that wasn't there. He put it back. And I said, I don't mean that. Not for you. I have a friend of mine, Harry Green. You know Harry Green here at Eastern School of Christ. You know Harry Green? He and another teacher went to pray for the fellow that was sick. And they looked at him and said, do you believe God will heal you? He said, no, I believe God will heal me. He said, I had a lung surgically removed. He said, I wrote a letter to William Branham, and he sent me a prayer cloth in the mail and said, lay that on the chest. He did. He said, I have x-rays, for it's not there. And he said, I have x-rays for a new lung there. He knows how to restore it. That's what I'm getting. I said, he knows how to restore it. And he healed the name. He healed the name. You see, a creator's faith is just as real today as it was when Jesus walked in Galilee, if you will. It's the faith that rules circumstances, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the influence around us. Every problem we have, he said, casting all your cares upon him, for he carries for you. We bear burdens, we struggle because it's our own lack of faith that will not give it to God. Let him have it. We'll go and lay our burdens down and pick half of them up and take them home with us because we don't think God can handle it so much. But I'm here to tell you, God Almighty can rule the circumstances if you will. You see, your worst enemy is yourself. It has come to a true knowledge that would limit your own ability. You see, when we talk, we say, I can't. I haven't the ability. I haven't the strength. I don't have the opportunity. I have no education. I have been limited. But the language of faith says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hallelujah. Within my present death, I can do nothing. But through him, my God, have mercy. Through him, I'm here to tell you, I can do all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, sir. I'm talking about a faith that rules. I can do all things through him. I cannot, all y'all shout here, I cannot be conquered. I cannot be defeated. If I am in Christ, regardless of the battle, how intense the storm may be, it doesn't matter. I am in him. He is in me. He has never been defeated. Hallelujah. I cannot be defeated. I am in him. He is in me. He is my rock. He is my deliverer. Hallelujah. In whom I trust. Hey, I will not be defeated. You see, there is enough force enough in all the world to conquer him who dwells in me. Hallelujah. The devil will tell you everything in the book. He'll make you make it your limitations. He'll make you doubt the touch of God. He'll do it. He'll do it. But greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. But now Stanley was very sick, and he could only drink goat milk to survive. He met up with a tribe in Africa that in order for him to be safe, to survive, he had to make a trade. He had to give that king, the doctor, the king of that tribe, whatever it is, had to give him a special gift. And in turn, that king would give him a special gift. So he couldn't survive without goat milk. But the king said, I want the goat. Give me a goat. Well, this man Stanley gave him his goat. And in turn, that king gave him that decorated lance. That everywhere Stanley took that stand, that land. Everywhere he took it in Africa, they honored him because it was a sign that he had defeated that tribe. Hallelujah. 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 Everybody, I'm here to tell you, the proof is there, brother. Victory is in Jesus. We've sung that song for years. Victory in Jesus. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Victory. Do we believe that? Do we believe that? It's victory in Jesus. Yes, sir. Not only am I born of God, I'm a partaker of God's nature in life, but I have God dwelling in me. I have the Spirit of Him who raised Christ from the dead dwelling in me. I have God's wisdom. I have God's strength. I have God's ability to do it. I must let Him govern my intellect. Let Him think through me and use my vocal faculties. I am daring to take this thought after Him. I'm daring to believe that it is God who is at work within me and that He will work His own good pleasure. I'm daring to stay in the presence of my old enemies, failure, weakness, want, lack of opportunity, lack of knowledge, lack of strong friends, and a thousand others. I dare to say that God is my ability to reign. God has made me greater than my enemies. God has put my heel on the neck of weakness, of fear, of inability, and I stand and declare that whosoever believes in Him shall not be put to shame. I cannot be put to shame. My weaknesses are rampant. The strength of God is mine. The ability of God has taken me captive. I wrestle in this captivity. That is faith, brother. I'm talking about action. Faith in action. I do believe that He is in me, and He will rule, and He does rule, and faith has the superiority of my life. Hallelujah. Who is Paul of English? Anybody know that name? You'll know it when I tell you this. Have you ever sung that song? Ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. At 12 years old, Paul of English was diagnosed with TB in his latter stages. The family gathered around to watch him die. But that 12-year-old boy sat up in that bed and said, I'm not going to die. Bring me a guitar. He never played a guitar in his life. He said, bring me a guitar. They brought him a guitar. He began to play and sat there in that bed and wrote, I look way over Jordan and tell me what I see. I see a band of angels. They're coming after me. He said, meet me, Jesus. Meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And said, we've always said, Lord, I won't leave no other prayer. Because ain't no grave for holding my body down. He walked out of that bed, made that song of the world wide hit. I'm here to tell you, faith that rules, regardless of the circumstances you face, God Almighty is still in charge of it all. Give Him the glory. Come on, give Him the glory. Give Him the attention with your worship. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, yes, over in Hebrews 1 and verse number 3, Hebrews 1 and 3, Paul said, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His presence, upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. What did it mean that He alone? He didn't need any kind of a committee. He didn't need to attend a seminar, but He alone conquered hell and conquered sin, conquered sickness, and conquered death. And when He sat down on that knee, it is complete, it is finished. And the Bible said that in Him dwelleth all of the Godhead, the Godhead bodily, in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And the second verse says, or the next verse says, and in Him ye are complete. And in Him ye are complete. You know what that means? Nothing can be added to completeness. In Him I am complete. Hallelujah. There is nothing lacking. I am in Christ. He is in me. There's life there. I'm talking about faith that rules. Faith that rules. It means he was not only a creator, but he also dominated his creation. What he had created. Can you imagine? He rules the universe by the power of his word. He rules the universe by giving gifts. He rules the universe by the power of his word. He said to his disciples in Luke chapter 8, about verse 22, he said, let us get into a ship and go to the other side of the lake. There's a period there. That means that there's an imperative statement. It is a complete sentence, a complete command. The latter part of that verse says, and they launched forth. There's another period. Halfway across, all of a sudden they're encountering a storm. Jesus is asleep. Why should he worry about the elements? He's the creator. Nothing shakes his boat. Nothing puts fear in him. They're barreling water, frightened, frustrated, frantic. They're trying to survive. But after a while, he said, Master, Master, you can't be perished. He just woke up, stood up, rebuked the waves, rebuked the wind. Absolutely. Bob Black preacher. Ooh, I'm telling you. He was nailed it. He was talking about the waves that Jesus rebuked. And he said the waves has lifted his hand and laid down at his feet. I come out of it. Hallelujah. Ooh, I had a shout and stand all my God. Then Jesus said something. He said to those disciples, where is your faith? Where is your faith? Now, if you didn't understand, if you hadn't read the whole story, you wouldn't understand what he was saying to them. But he was saying to them, I told you before that I only say what my Father says. And he said, my Father said that we're going to the other side of this lake. We're going to the other side of this lake. Hallelujah. I don't care the storm you found yourself in. I don't care how dark the future may look. God Almighty is still in control of your God. Hallelujah. And if he said, I'm going to the other side of the lake, I may have to bear water. I may have to face the wind. I may have to try and survive the waves. But I promise you, I'm going to conquer on the other side. Hallelujah. I'm going to show it safely. And I'm going to hang on to this promise. God Almighty is the true God. And the Bible said he can't lie. Hallelujah. Dominating saints. What manner of man is this? Then the fifth chapter of Luke. The fifth chapter of Luke. Peter has fished all night long. Now, Peter was a pro at fishing. He knew how to fish. He even enlarged his business by joining up with his business partners, the sons of Zebedee, James and John. They were all in the fishing business together. He rose in the land. Jesus said, Peter, you need to go back out and fish again. Cast the nets out again. Peter, in good old South Texas language, he said, Lord, we fished all night long and we didn't even get a nibble. But this is what your faith is. You don't want to shout, George. Shout your own. You want to shout with Jesus. Peter said to him, nevertheless, at thy word, we will have a hymn. At thy word, we will. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Do our faith must reach that point? We cope with the circumstance. We're blinded by all this. We have fear. Things surprise us. We seem to fall away short. and when we're looking at the circumstances around us, we're waiting at thy word. Nevertheless, not what I think, not what I see, but I'm here to tell you, it's not even what I hear, but nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to stand on your word. I'm going to obey your command. You see, my faith is recognized when we obey what he says and we keep his commandments, if you will. Oh, yes, that's the word of God. I'm talking about faith that moves, if you will. They went back out, talk about a check. Lord, the ship was so full, he called for James and John to come. They came in with two boatloads of fish. How did they do it? Nevertheless, at thy word, I will. Hallelujah. You see, it's that kind of faith that moves. Not only that, he can rule circumstances. He can rule creation. He can rule every devil in hell that sticks up his ugly head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm walking up that rocky path in the Haiti going through those mountains. Now, my interpreter's with me. Here we go. We're supposed to have a horse, but the horse wasn't there for another story. And that was really bad on a preacher weighing well over 200 pounds. I'm walking, man. I'm going up through. Had to walk 7 miles in that mountain. Across four mountains. I walked past this little pine stuck back up in the banana trees, and all of a sudden, a little lady come running out, and she went to jabbering something in Creole, and just jabbering, and just raked her hand across her neck like she's cutting my throat. I just kept going. My interpreter almost ran up my back. He said, Oh, brother, and she was pretty close on you. I said, I don't feel any different now than I did before she started. And I didn't change. Hallelujah. Oh, my. I'm going through that path. You talk about money. I'm going through that path. I never seen so much money in my life. I'm picking up money. I'm kind of got a pocket full. I'm all kind, man. And then finally, my interpreter said, Oh, brother, that's money that has been cursed by these wooden priests. I said, devil's had it long enough. Thank God, get this money. I just kept picking it up, moving on. Hey, listen, he that is within me is greater than he that's within the world. You sit around in fear of hell, and you'll be enslaved all of your life. It's time you stood up and screamed in the very face of hell. I'm a child of the king. I belong to God, and greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. You're not going to conquer me. I belong to the king. Hallelujah. I was in Enterprise, Alabama, in revival. And one day a lady drove up in the church parking lot. She had her grandson with her. She came to me and she said, Brother Danny, my grandson is tormented by devils. So he can't sleep at night. So he can close his eyes and said he sees all kind of weird creatures. And said he opens his eyes and there they are. He said he just sees all this stuff. He's tormented day and night. I said, we'll take care of that here now. You don't have to go no further than this parking lot. It's over. I looked down in front of that little boy on that asphalt parking lot. I looked at him and said, you're a Christian. Are you sick? He said, well, would you like to be innocent? God saved him right there in that church parking lot. I got up and laid hands on him and I rebuked those devils. I said, you're out of order. You're off limits. You were defeated at Calvary. Go back to hell where you belong. Torment this boy. I gave him a prayer cloth. I said, take this prayer cloth home with you. Put it on your pillow tonight. I said, you're going to sleep tonight. You're not going to have no more trouble out of heaven. It's over. Next night, his grandma came to church. I said, how'd the boy do? Oh, brother. Said, he slept like a newborn. No devils. A year later, I go back to that same church, met that same grandma. I said, what are you doing? She said, I'm telling you right now. She said, he's your biggest advertiser, if you want to hear it. Everybody he meets, he witnesses to him about being saved and how God delivered him from devils. And they need to let you pray for him. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, he has the power to rule world. I don't have to be afraid of the enemy. I don't have to be afraid of the devil. Hallelujah. I love that illustration. I heard Brother Clinton say years ago, talking about that black preacher in Los Angeles, California, preaching on the street. Big old black dude walked up to him and said, he said, I'm the devil. He said, man, have I got bad news for you? Oh, I like that. I've got bad news for you, but if you're in trouble, he can conquer. There is no force of hell that can destroy him. And the Bible said that every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven, angels will worship him. Of things in earth, men will worship him. Of things under the earth, even devils will worship him. Hallelujah. There is a name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Why should I fear? Why should I fear? Not only that, but this kind of faith even conquers death. Hallelujah. 11th chapter of John, news had reached him that his best friend Lazarus had died. He waited 4 days. He did that for a reason. The Jews believed that if you're ever going to rise from the dead, you'll do it in 3 days. They had to wait 3 days to pronounce you legally dead. When it hit the 4th day, you were pronounced legally dead. Jesus waited 4 days. Hallelujah. I love it. Hey, boys, let's go down to Lazarus. He's asleep. Let's go wake him up. You know, these disciples were smart men. If they're asleep, go wake him up. You didn't kind of have to wake up. You know, go wake him up and sleep. You're doing good. No, I said, I'm going to tell you plain. He's dead. And I'm glad for your sake he is. They go down. The mourners are there. Martha and Mary met him grieving. If he'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. If he'd have healed him, he wouldn't have died. He's going to live. Woo! He's going to live. Oh, I know he will. The resurrection will take place. Anybody knows that. He's going to live in the resurrection. He said, I am that resurrection. He that believeth in me shall what? They must be a dying. Woo! Work it out. Hold that. But by now we stink it, Lord. Why is that just a little stone away? That's all you got to do. Why don't you go ahead to yourself and just move that? That's hindering the talking part of your life. Roll that stone away now. Come on. Roll it away. Come on. You've been defeated long enough. You've been deprived long enough. Hey, you've allowed the devil to overrun and run roughshod over you long enough. It's time that you take the initiative, take your stand. I don't know who you are, but your faith in God and stand on his word. Hallelujah. Where'd you put it? Where his face now? Rose stone away. Jesus went over to where he was. He walked up and he said, Lazarus, come forth. One black preacher said, if he hadn't said Lazarus, the whole cemetery would have gone. Come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Lord, I don't know if I can do it or not. I'm having problems. Lord, I'm bound. Don't you see? Don't you know I'm bound? Lazarus! Come forth! Be hot, brother. They said, loose him. Let him go. This kind of faith moves every set of circumstances you're ever going to see. I may have told you this before, but there's at least two people here that didn't hear it, so I'm going to tell you. I was preaching in Bombay, Florida, and Tommy Moore, you have to know Tommy to appreciate this, but Tommy never even left Florida. I mean, he's just 90 miles an hour from the time he gets up, and just all go. Somebody said, does he ever rest? I said, I believe he wiggles his toes from his feet. He's all hyper. I'm preaching a revival for him. He had to officiate a funeral. He comes in that afternoon, his eyes are big. You're not going to believe what happened. I said, tell me. He said, we were trying to have a funeral today, and right on the front seat of that funeral parlor, Amanda fell over dead. Boom. He said people were crying, people were praying. Said the nurses, medical staff, they were there. They called the ambulance. Said, we're all gathered around, and all of a sudden, here comes the fellow down through there saying, excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. And he got to where the fellow was laying on that pew, dead. And he said, Dad, in the name of Jesus, I command you to turn him loose. The little boy just took a deep breath, and he went on with the funeral. I said, that's the kind of faith that comes. It dominates, brother. It dominates. It doubts God, but faith will conquer it. I said, it doubts God, but faith is going to conquer it. They told me that when William Branham and his wife had an accident in California, his son was following that car, and he saw what happened to William Branham and his wife out on the hood of that car. She was dead. His son walked up there, and Branham had a little life left in him. He said to his son, said, put my hand over on your mama, son. She's dead. Put my hand over on your mama. And he did. As soon as he laid his hand on Sister Branham's body, she instantly came alive. He died, but she lived. Hallelujah. I'm talking, brother, that kind of faith that conquers, if you will. My trust is in him. My faith is in him. Nothing and no one can destroy or defeat me, if you will. He is that mighty God. He is that faith God. He's the first in life. He's the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He's the architect of the universe. He's the manager of all times. He always was, he always is, and he always will be unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised and brought healing. He was pierced and he's pained. He was persecuted and brought freedom. He was dead and brought life. He was risen and brings power. He reigns and brings peace. The world can't understand him. The armies can't defeat him. The schools can't explain him. The leaders can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. The Pharisees can't confuse him. And the people can't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him. Hitler couldn't silence him. The New Age can't replace him. He's light and love and longevity and Lord. He's goodness, kindness, gentleness, and God. He is a holy, righteous, mighty, powerful, and pure. His ways are right. His word is eternal. His will is unchanging. And his mind is on me. He's my redeemer. He's my savior. He's my guide. He's my peace. He's my joy. He's my comfort. He's my Lord. And he rules my life. I serve him because his band is love. And his burden is light. His goal for me is abundant life. I follow him because his wisdom. He's the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the ancient of days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of leaders, the overseer of the overcomers, the sovereign Lord of all that was in him, and is to come. And if that seems impressive to you, why emphasize? His goal is a relationship with me. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. He never misleads me. He never forgets me. He never overlooks me. And he never cancels my appointment in his appointment book. When I fall, he lifts me up. When I fail, he forgives. When I'm weak, he is strong. When I'm lost, he's the way. When I'm afraid, he's my courage. When I stumble, he steadies me. When I'm hurt, he heals me. When I'm broken, he mends me. When I'm blind, he leads me. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I face trials, he hits me. When I face persecution, he heals me. When I face problems, he comforts me. When I face loss, he provides for me.